Or
well, that all depends. That'd probably be more like brand new. Reclaimed might be another word for it if you just restarted it.
Mm. Okay. Say if a farmer had just cut the hay off his field for the first time, when it comes back up again the second time. Have you ever heard that called anything too? What about second cutting or?
Yeah, second cutting or second mowing, something like that.
Or chucking, whatever. Have you ever heard any particular term for a crop that comes up in a field even though it wasn't planted?
Yeah, it's called a volunteer type crop.
Okay. Say if was wheat ever grown in this area?
Mm-hmm. Wheat's grown right now in this area.
Okay. Say if you tied the when the wheat's been cut, so you tie it up into a
sock perhaps or a bundle.
Okay. If you had several bundles, maybe you pile them all into a
pile, stand maybe.
Would you ever call that process shocking wheat?
Maybe
put
so.
Put it into a shock. Okay.
Stacking it.
Just right off the top of your head, about how much corn to an acre would you say a good yield is?
Depending on the method, I'd say 150 to 200 bushels.
Okay.
Is that a good answer, by the way? I think that 150 to 200 bushels is about a normal average.
I always ask the number, I just want you to say bushels.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of grain that you feed horses, that's
corn maybe?
Or
oats, mm-hmm. Sometimes. Wheat, it all depends, sorghum, millet.
What do you say you did to those to separate the grain from the chaff?
Winnowed over them?
Or?
Shaped them.
Okay, anything else?
Cleaned them.
What about something that begins with TH?
Thrash.
Okay. Which would you say would be easier to harvest, talking about wheat or corn? I mean, the oats or corn?
Corn.
Okay. Let's say hypothetically that your answer was oats, and I ask you the same question. Which would be easier to harvest? You fill in the blank. You would say oats, blank.
Oats.
Oats.
Then corn.
What would the verb be? Oats. Oats, blank, easier to harvest.
Oats are easier to harvest.
Okay. Oh, bunch of pronouns here. Say if we have to do something
mm-hmm.
together, you say that not just one of us, but...
Both of us.
Mm-hmm. Or another way of saying it would be...
The two of us.
And...
You and I.
Mm-hmm. Or if you were talking about you and another fellow were coming over to see me, using a pronoun instead of his name, you say that
he and I.
Or if you knocked on my door, you might identify yourself by saying something like, oh, the door is just
me.
Mm-hmm. Or if you were identifying another man that way, it's just
me and so and so.
Or it's just
him and I.
Okay. Or if it were a female, you say it's just
her and I.
Or if it's a group of people, it's just
us.
Or it's, if you're pointing, it's
them and me, them and I.
Okay. This expression, comparing how tall you are, you say he's not as tall as
I am.
Or the other way around, I'm not as tall.
I am taller than he is.
Okay. Or comparing how well you can do something, you say that he can do it better than
I.